Welcome to the second episode of the VU Campus Radio, here live at the VU Campus, as it says. Myself, Giggs, and today I can welcome none other than a great friend of mine, Oneri.
Hey, everyone.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Nice, man. The weather over here in Amsterdam, it's a little cloudy, it's a little sunny. I myself had exams the whole week, so I am actually so much looking forward to the weekend. And it's so nice that I can kick it off with you, my man.
Yeah, nice to see each other again here. New radio show, new Friday.
100%, no Thursday. Man. Definitely. So for the people who are new here, this is a bi-weekly show here at the VU Campus where we invite new people, where we talk about basically their journey into the world of music. And today I can welcome you and we're able to hear your story. My great friend, tell us a little about yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Oneri. I'm living in Amstelveen next to Amsterdam. I basically finished my studies and I'm really focused on making music right now and DJing electronic music.
Sounds good, sounds good. All right, so let's start off at the beginning because you studied here yourself as well here at the VU.
Yes.
What did you study?
I'm still studying. I'm doing health sciences.
Okay.
And I need to do one more subject before I have my bachelor degree.
All right, nice one. And now you're focusing full on music. So what do you do within the music?
I started DJing about 3 years ago. I like to DJ the styles of drum and bass, but also breakbeats, techno, like basically electronic dance music.
Yeah, so basically everything that is off beat, I can say, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
That's very nice. In the background over here, you can hear some drum and bass, actually. And it's also my favorite music genre. So I know a lot about it, but maybe can you tell a little more about the music itself and what it consists of and maybe even what it means to you?
Ooh, yes. As you can hear, drum and bass is really fast music. It's energizing every time you listen to it, like in the morning or in the evening. Like a lot of people to dance to it, like on parties.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard to dance to it because the rhythm is not so standard.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's really fast. I think that makes it even more fun.
And how did you get into this kind of music then? Certainly it's not for everybody. You even call it a niche. Like it's not very well known by many people. So how did you get into drum and bass?
A friend of mine sent me a song that he really likes when I was like 15 years old. Basically also all the radio hits of drum and bass, like back when I was a child. Yeah, I just did it a lot. And then when COVID hit, we did a lot of house parties with our roommates. And I was like, just starting DJ, so I could practice there almost every day.
Oh my, that's not even that long ago.
No, it's so not.
So you just basically recently started, is it? 2 years?
Yeah, three years already.
Wow. All right, and ever since then, how did you grow? What are you doing nowadays?
I reached out to some local drum and bass party organizers, and I met a lot of people on other parties, and then you get a little network. They invite you sometimes. Played small parties. Yeah, you just continue that journey until you have some defense and people around you and you're good to go.
You're good to go. Nice one. I like that.
Maybe some advice to any starting DJ as well. Like just reach out, go to parties, meet people.
Yeah, networking.
And do your own thing.
Yeah, definitely. Because for me, when I first started out in the music, one of the hardest things that I found to do actually was meeting new people and actually having the confidence to step towards them and throw myself out there, because you basically do have to sell yourself in a way, I can say.
Yeah, that's true. If you really want to grow as a DJ or producer, or I think with also a lot of other things, you really got to put yourself out there and promote yourself on social media, for example. And yeah, you cannot underestimate that, because otherwise you're just going to stay and be a bedroom DJ, which is fine as well, of course. That's just how it works.
Yeah, it depends on your ambition, I think. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What about you? Because, of course, you've got your networking, you have the tale of how you just started out. But ever since then, I'm sure that you have also developed your own style and your own music that you prefer, or the vibes that you give off to people around you. What's that for you?
Oh, yeah. I do like to surprise my audience always. I do not prefer to play a lot of songs that people know already. Of course, sometimes also depending on the audience, but I would like to hear something new when I'm going to a party. So I will try to do the same. And furthermore, I think there's a lot of influences of soul and funk in the tracks that I like to play and also try to produce.
Okay, so I have a list of questions that I want to ask you and I want you to answer them as soon as possible. So
let's go.
Not a lot of thinking. That's one mistake that I made. I'm not going to ask you anything else, just these questions.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? Yeah,
I'm ready.
All right. So what's your life philosophy in a sentence?
Enjoy life and learn and love. your friends and family. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, next question.
Who is your idol?
Marcus Intellex.
Marcus Intellex, okay. Who's your favorite DJ and why?
AMC. It's just crazy what the guy can do. But also DJ Marky, like when he's scratching, like smiling behind the decks. I really love that as well.
Oh my, I can imagine. Who's your favorite person to go to a rave to and why?
Like someone who I go with? Maybe you.
That is the one and only right question.
Yeah.
Oh, I really
I love to go
that.
To a rave with you.
I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Same here, by the way. Do you have any life goals or anything you look forward to?
Of course, like I'm looking forward to the future of my DJ career and also producing career. But basically, I'll see whatever comes on my path and I'll just explore and see where it goes. So no specific goals.
Nice. I really like that idea. I really like that idea. One more, and I'm doing this one on the top of my head. What would be your dream place to DJ or event or festival?
You asked me this question before, I think, your own podcast, and I will give the same answer. It is in New Zealand. It's a place I really like to go to because it's a beautiful environment, lots of nature. I've seen pictures. It's just so amazing. Also from stories I heard from other people. And on top of that, there's like quite a big drum and bass community there. I see like big DJs doing a tour in New Zealand. And if I would be able to play there one day, that would be amazing. Combine it with time traveling. Yeah, definitely.
I really like that. I really like that thought. I've gotten to know you on the show, but not just on the show, but also over the past few years. And one thing that I really would like to say about you also to the people that are listening is just the mindset that you have of going out and exploring and just feeling the vibe, not necessarily having a plan, but just following your heart, where your passion is or where the vibe leads to. That's something that I really look up to and I really enjoy being surrounded by you, because that thought of being free, that element of being free, that's really intoxicating, I can say. It gets you contaminated and you just want to follow it as well. So the idea
that's really
of
sweet.
You,
thank you, man.
Yeah, man, definitely. The idea of you going out, exploring New Zealand, making your own music, doing it at your own pace without any, I think that it's always hard to pick up your own life philosophy, but as an outsider, I think the free spirit that you have is really admirable. Yeah, I really
thank
like
you so
that.
Much. That's really kind words from your heart. I can
yeah,
see that.
That is definitely from the heart. Having said that, Oneri, where can we follow you? What's next for you?
Everyone can follow me on oneri.music on Instagram. And there are some other socials you will see in the bio, such as YouTube or SoundCloud. You can check out any music mixes. What was the other question?
What's next for you? Do you have any gigs upcoming? Because I thought you shared something just about today.
Yeah, so there are some events I will be performing. One of them, I didn't put a name on, but it will be on the 19th of May and it's called Offbeat. And it's not out on the socials yet, but that's my own party.
Okay.
I'm organizing this with 6 other friends and it's going to be great. So if you like breakbeats, jungle, drum and bass, like offbeat music, and you're in for a new experience, definitely come there. It will be in OT 301 and I'm really excited for that one.
Okay, that sounds good. And that can be followed on your socials on oneri.music at Instagram, correct?
Correct, yeah. All right. The information will follow there.
Okay, I really like that. Oneri, I would like to thank you for being on the show. We've had a very nice conversation, I can say. And yeah. Unfortunately, it was quite short, but that's because we're going to take the fun outside of this room and you are going to make some music live for us. For anybody listening now, join us here at the Student Dock where Oneri is going to make us a little party. There's free beer over here, great vibes, great conversations, and you can join us here at Student Dock, here live at the VU campus. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you that you were here, surrounded by us, listening to us. This was the VU Campus Radio, and have a great weekend.
Cheers.